The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sin would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witness of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ. The celebration of the Ascension of the Lord is a high point of the Easter season, because in it, Jesus is taken up into the full life of God. In contemplating that feast, we should remember that Jesus ascending to heaven is not like him traveling hundreds of light years through space to get to some place called heaven. The ascension does not mean that Jesus goes through a journey in space and time as we know it. Instead, it means that Jesus undergoes a journey out of space and time into a different and higher dimension, into the dimension of God's own life. He's in a different metaphysical dimension, not just in a different physical place. This is important because it means that the lowly human nature that we share in with Jesus has been elevated too, has ascended to a participation in the very being of God. It means that we who hope in Christ can aspire to a similar elevation. How wonderful that we have this to look forward to someday, not being constrained anymore by space and time. We all exist here constrained by our bodies as they exist now, so we can't be both here and in Tahiti at the same time, although I'm sure some of you are there right now in your minds. Words like before and after have meaning to us in this world. They will not in the next. It draws our attention to the possibility of communicating in a way that goes beyond the barriers of this world. What if I wasn't constrained by this materiality of mine? By the materiality that surrounds me and conditions me, by the forces of gravity, the passage of time, and so on? What if I could exist in that same expansive way that God exists? In some ways, that's what the ascension of the Lord opens us up to hope in this future possibility for ourselves. Recently, I was reading an article about near-death experiences. There was a teenage girl named Maria visiting friends in Seattle. And while there, she had a severe heart attack and was rushed to Harborview Hospital, but was dead on arrival. There was no heartbeat. Her pupils were fixed and dilated. She was not breathing. There was no gag response. A doctor came in and began to work on her. Then a second doctor arrived who was more of a specialist than the first doctor. And the first doctor said, "Oh, thank God you are here." And the two of them worked and worked on this young woman and eventually managed to revive her. But still, she was in a coma for several more days. And when she came out of the coma, she immediately recognized the doctors. And she said, "Oh, you're the doctor who, when you came in, the first doctor said, 'Oh, thank God you are here.'" Well, the doctors were flabbergasted because she was supposedly dead. And when she came in, and asked her how she knew this, she said, "Well, at the time, I was outside my body, and I saw him come in." And then she proceeded to describe with great accuracy all the people that came into the room that attended to her. Physicians she had never met, nurses she had never met, who were not on the shift at the time. And she named them all. But the most extraordinary thing was that she said, "You know, there's a blue tennis shoe on the third floor windowsill on the north side of the hospital. And one of the laces on it is dangling and sitting underneath the shoe. So, someone checked and found that shoe exactly as she had described it. You couldn't see it unless you opened up the window and looked around. The young woman claimed that when she was dead, she had left that room and gone outside around the hospital, floating, and she saw that tennis shoe. They had the shoe retrieved, and the whole staff wanted to see and touch the shoe." The reason I tell you this story is because I think it opens to us this intriguing possibility that there is a mode of being that transcends our ordinary realm, that transcends the ordinary limitations of space and time. When we say that Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, that's what we mean, that there is this possibility for us lowly human beings. And might we get hints of it even in this life at times? Well, maybe. Have you ever wondered why so many people report having dreams where they fly around with nothing but their bodies, oftentimes flapping their arms? In my dreams, I'm a flapper, so I wake up tired sometimes. Our belief in the resurrection awakens in us this hope. Someone once asked St. Peter, what is the resurrection like? What is the resurrected body like? And Paul said, it's like having a spiritual body. It's still a body, yes. It was the body of Jesus that ascended, but now somehow a spiritual body with the powers and capacities of the Spirit. That's what we hope for through the ascension of the Lord. Something else the ascension signals to us is a deep desire to worship. Notice in the gospel, after Jesus leaves them, it says, they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. Once they had witnessed this translation of Jesus into a higher dimension, once they knew he had been drawn into the life of God, they felt a need down to their bones to spend much time worshiping God. Our worship here below, the liturgy, the Mass, is our participation now in the heavenly life. From the very beginning of the Mass, when we bless ourselves in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are situating our lives in the dimension of the Trinity. We are straining upward, hoping, looking for a participation in God's life. How often in the liturgy we invoke the angels in the Holy Holy. May our voices blend with theirs. And then we sing the angelic song. And during the Gloria, at the beginning of Mass, we invoke the angels. We eat the bread of angels at the Eucharist. We drink the blood of Christ, anticipating the heavenly banquet, when we, with all the saints and angels, sit around the throne of God. Throughout the Mass, in our worship, in our praise, we orient our lives on high. We look beyond the restrictions of space and time, hoping and straining toward this life to come. The ascension awakens in us this desire, even liturgically. Now, you might be thinking that this type of language sounds so otherworldly, so that we now no longer care about this world. No, see, that's the paradox. The more you are straining towards heaven, the more your eyes are fixed upon this life to come, the more dedicated you are to this world and its concerns and its sufferings and its struggles and its sorrows, the more you want to make a difference. Especially given the fact that we are told that our bodies will experience this someday. Not just our souls, but our bodies and our souls. It brings higher meaning and value to the things of this world, including our bodies. The people of the 20th century, the Martin Luther Kings, the John Paul II's, the Gandhis, who made the most difference in the transformation of this world, were precisely those who had their eyes fixed on high. Precisely those who had worshipped and praised and looked upward to the high things of God. So these are not two mutually exclusive things, looking up on high and having a reverence for the world. When the disciples gawk into the heavens after Jesus ascended, they were reminded to get to work, because Jesus has now gone on to a different dimension, thereby making room for us to continue his work in the world.